Hi, this is Pastor Patricia, and thank you so much for joining. And today we're going to talk about repentance. Glory to God. Father God, we need you. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. In the book of Luke, chapter 3, verse 3, it says, "And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins." This scripture is talking about John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus. He laid out the red carpet. He let the people know that Jesus is coming. Make your hearts ready and the paths to be straight. Glory to God. We want to have free course in our lives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The message was for them and his message is for us. It was for then and it is for now for us to be ready. Amen. The word of God lets us know how with loving kindness has he drawn us. God draws us by his spirit. That we can be able to come to him, that we can have a change of heart, that we can have a change of mind, that we can turn to him. I think about salvation when we have a relationship with Jesus. This relationship is not religion, it's relationship. I thought about the difference between the two. And so religion keeps you at a distance. It's something that, you know, it does keep you at a distance. But when we think about a relationship, it draws you close. Hallelujah, because it's not just saying do this and do that, but what God has done for us, and we end up coming to him because he draws us and he is helping us. Anything and all things that we're able to do is because of who he is. It's because of what he allows. It's because he helps us. It's because we have been given it. Hallelujah. Even the fact that we're able to repent and have a desire to turn and to change is because he touched our heart. Glory to God. That change, hallelujah, it's not just receiving information, it's not just facts, it is the truth, it is God's word, it is what he have given us. He said, "Your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." Glory to God, his word in our hearts. I think about David and he said how, hallelujah, when he stated concerning, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." It's the gift that keeps on giving. Salvation, a relationship with Jesus. He changes our lives and he makes us new and keeps on keeping on and keep on giving to us and helping us that we can turn and continue in him. Amen. Turn to God and continue in him. So I thank God for Jesus. We want to have a heart of repentance, a lifestyle of repentance, that when we don't even have a desire to do those wrong things, but when those things will come our way, we don't desire to do those things. So we say, God, help us. I don't want to do that. Deliver me. Hallelujah. That I can walk in your ways. To God be the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.